brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel, and we're filling in this morning here on KCNR 1460 AM for Carl and Linda, and happy to be here. They are down at
It's a surprise.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Event.
Yeah.
You don't want a family event.
Jumping in there. Family always listens.
We do a radio show here every Saturday. Ruth and I do a radio show here. It's called the Kurt Largent Show on the weekends.
All things real estate.
It's about real estate for the most part, but I tend to, we sell real estate. That's what we do. However, we both love and enjoy politics, local and national. And, so we discuss an awful lot more than real estate. Also for the simple fact that if we only talked about real estate every Saturday for an hour, I think I would rather check into the program that tests to see if the shampoo burns my eyes. Anyhow, that's why we don't discuss real estate constantly.
Well, it's all things real estate. So basically, politics does affect our local real
estate. Absolutely does.
And this morning I was thinking to myself, climate change, because there was an article in USA Today about climate change. And I thought, I felt it yesterday. Brr, it was cold.
Well, good morning, the two of you, and welcome to the circus here, KCNR 1460. Glad to have you aboard as guest host. Right now we're going to quickly check in on what's happening in the financial markets as we hear from Kathy Lathrop Cummings, financial advisor from Wells Fargo, with this Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1 point at 15,913. The S&P 500 is down 7 at 1,787. And the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 4,039. Active stocks this morning include JCPenney's down 40 cents at $9.71 and Bank of America up 16 cents at $15.69. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $19.07 and Tri-County's Bank is down 2 cents at $27.02. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year yield up to 3.88%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 80 cents at $96.84. Gold is up $6.40 at $1,227.20. And silver is up 26 cents at $19.33. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 243-7561. It is 7:08 here at KCNR, and a check of the weather. Sunny, a high near 49. What a difference a day makes. Patchy frost tonight is going to get down to 28 degrees, and by Friday, we could see snow. You heard me correctly, snow in the Reading area. How about that? Currently in town, we have 33 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Chuck and Judy Kinney, been serving customers in the North State since 1997. They give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
I'm awake now.
Are you? I was awake when I walked out the garage door. I'm like, holy cow, and the dogs did not get up.
Well, it's going to be, well, he said 33 degrees.
Yeah, it was 35 at my house this morning out in Anderson. Beautiful, lovely Anderson.
Well, you had a lot of sun out there in Anderson.
We do, and I was out last night enjoying a cigar, and oh my word, the stars last night were spectacular.
What, were they?
There's very little moon right now.
You know me, I'm old, I go to bed before the stars come out.
Honestly, one of the things I love the most about North State is the nights. The star, it's just gorgeous. And even when it gets hot in the summertime, now that I never excitedly embrace the summertime temperatures of 120 degrees. However, as we kind of longingly look back for that heat right now as it's awfully cold, Even in those nights when it's 90, you know, it's 100, 102, it still cools down into the high 70s.
Well, you
that's
know,
the beauty of Reading.
I think we can handle the cold for, you know, in a couple of weeks we'll be done with it. You know, that's how it goes here.
We're up.
Oops.
The console. If you touch it, it goes into the monitor, switches off. Anyway, I was going to say, you know, you can always bundle up, but you can only peel so far.
Well, as you
far.
Know what? You talk about.
Hey, by the way, can I get one of those buttons that we just pushed for Saturdays for Ruth?
It's called a static discharge, and it's a little disconcerting because the whole console shuts down. It's like when you touch your computer and it goes, ah! You know.
People are going to think that Kurt swore.
That's the dump
button.
Well, if that happens, we have this big yellow button.
I have been looking for that button for Saturday mornings for Ruth.
You gotta reach it for
4 years now, Ruth?
Yeah, I'll give you a good karate Lord. Chop to the arm or something like that.
Anyhow, we will talk about whatever interests you. Feel free to call in, 605-4567. Some of the things that we're going to try and touch on today will be simplistic, like climate change. And Ruth brought that up. Actually, we'll just real vaguely. I know they came out at the UN. I want to get into that just a little bit. Talk about immigration, which is on the news. If only you were Obama's drunk uncle, you too could stay in the United States. They won't deport him. It's kind of one of those things, like what do you have to do to lose your real estate license? Apparently it's fairly difficult to get deported as well, especially if you're well connected. And then the other thing that I wanted to bring up on another national level is, these poor Democrats that have voted for years, even though I think most union guys I know do not fundamentally believe in most of the Democratic Party lines, they have supported these Democrats because they've been union friendly for years and years. And yesterday, Illinois absolutely stuck it to the unions. They have $100 billion unfunded liability. So, and you knew it was coming, and that's the downside. But these guys have been lied to for so long, much like we're getting lied to on a day-to-day basis by our government now telling us, hey, everything's fine and working just perfectly on the Obamacare.
Perfect. What are the numbers?
Those poor guys got it stuck to them yesterday. So now you're going to see a bunch of lawsuits, but Detroit, that lawsuit's moving forward. The guy said, I don't know why you didn't declare bankruptcy years ago.
Yeah,
it's such a mess.
Detroit is in a mess and they cannot afford their,
Illinois
liabilities.
Illinois' mess is worse.
Yeah. Well, California's right in there, so.
Luckily, California, we just raise our own taxes every time. Yeah, hey, voters, come on back. We're going to go ahead and give ourselves a raise is what they did too for our California registrants. Will you take a break? Right now. So we'll be back after this.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
7:15 on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Quality you can count on with Service First. Give them a call, 221-2642 or homecomfort.org. Now back to our guest hosts, Kurt and Ruth.
Welcome back, Shasta County, and I hope you're enjoying your crisp Wednesday morning.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, working off that Thanksgiving.
Draw from turkey.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, Ruth?
We did. It was quiet, but we had a nice Thanksgiving. Had my stepson up and just watched a lot of football.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Yep.
Raiders, sadly. Man, I was so excited to watch them on.
But you're not really that disappointed. You kind of expect.
No,
what you're
you know, that's
get,
the beauty of the Raiders. Right? You know, I'm very grateful to my dad. He took me to see the Raiders when I was a little kid. I used to go see Otis Sistrunk, who would paint high on his head. Great big giant bald guy. Mark Van Egan and the snake, Kenny Stabler.
Phil Villapiano.
All those guys. My mom met Phil Villapiano and anyhow, all good guys. Lyle Alzado, John Matuszak, all those guys.
The animal.
The twos.
Yeah. I grew up absolutely loving the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And I used to love Golden State Warriors.
I'm from there.
I quit the Warriors. I quit the Warriors the year the dude with the dreadlocks choked his coach. At that point, I decided I was completely off of NBA forever, and I am. My son likes it, so I have to watch a little bit. And I love the Oakland A's. So, and then my dad took us to see them, too. We also saw the Giants. If the A's can't be in the World Series, I'm going to root for the Giants, too. And if same way with 49ers, I got no problem with either of those teams.
Giant fan and A's fans would not like that. Either one or the other.
Well, I love the Raiders. And I am not. The goofy thing is, when the A's lose, it stinks, but you know, they got 162 games. When the Raiders lose, it hurts. I just hate it when the Raiders lose.
The pain.
The Raider Nation can understand me. I'll tell you what, I love going to Raiders games though because it is a family. You get down there and there's giant Samoans and giant Mexicans and the big brothers and everybody's all one big family. They're high-fiving my kids and it's awesome.
About 49ers? I mean, they
look to be better than us this year, huh?
Yes, well Seattle's killing it.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to win Monday, but they did.
Yeah, apparently I didn't think that kid was that good. Apparently
he
is.
That good.
I'm that wrong, as usual. I've been wrong a lot this year. I had predicted that I thought the stock market would correct back to 12,000 and from 14,000 instead it's gone straight to 16. Wee.
Who would have thought?
And when I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
And JP Morgan Chase getting hit with another fine.
Yep, another fine. By the way, have any of our listeners out there, has any of them seen any of this settlement tax dollars? Because you know the banks have been bilked for billions of dollars in all these mortgage settlements. Does anybody out there in the listening audience know anybody who's seen a dime of the billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in fines?
And you know, it's going somewhere.
It's going right into
making
bigger government.
We're not seeing it really on our level, are you?
Nope.
I
know of one person that we kicked her out of her house. And we didn't kick her. She was evicted out of her house. We actually gave her cash to move out on a bank foreclosure. And she recently got a check from the state.
Wow.
As she was buying her new house. This is less than 4 years later from getting a foreclosure.
Right.
She was able to buy a new house. Her house still hadn't gone back to anywhere close to the value she had owed on it. So if it was a strategic default, it was a smart one. And you know, she's buying a new house and all of a sudden she gets a check in the mail from the state of California. Hey, you were a part of a foreclosure that may or may not have been illegal. So here's a check for $3,000. Have a nice day. She was afraid to cash it. She called the lender and said, what do I do with this? He's like, that's yours.
Yeah, you sold your soul. Right. Here you go.
Is it going to goof up? Yeah, that makes you wonder, too, because now I'm pretty sure the government said, hey, listen, you can't sue them because we went ahead and bilked them.
Yeah,
so
the fine print.
That's right.
So you can't get on any more of those things. But, JB, I always ask you, because you have a very good kind of overview of the market. And I like talking to you about the markets, and when every time JP Morgan Chase gets hit and the local banks, I think there's what, 7,000 banks in the United States now?
Dwindling.
6,800, yeah. I think. But when JP Morgan Chase gets hit, that's huge. I mean, that's huge.
You have to remember this, Ruth. So. Every single thing that this government has done since the implosion of the equities markets and the bond market for that matter has gone to lift up these banks so that the and they were insolvent. Don't ever question for a second. They were insolvent based on the dramatic drop in real estate values. However, the so-called Dodd-Frank that the new queen of the left liberals championed so much has put so many billions of dollars in fees into the bank's pockets that they're able to absorb these losses. Basically, they're saying, hey, listen, we're going to go ahead and let you make $5 billion this year. You're going to pay us a $900 million fine next year. Deal? And they're like, okay, sounds good. I guarantee you that's what's going on because the banks are making huge, huge record profits and fees. And I don't want to get going, though. I think we have to take another break. Bob, are we okay?
Let's go ahead and take a break.
We're gonna take another break now. When we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll talk about how local foreclosures affect our local economy. And any questions you have, 605-4567. We'll be back right after this.
Are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
It is 724 and 33 degrees here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater Company, providing natural spring water to customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988, drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 800-922-6227. Visit the website mountshastaspringwater.com. Now back to Kurt and Ruth.
Welcome back. Well, we were going to talk about foreclosures a little bit there because it has affected the local market, and I will. So these are shorter segments. I'm used to just rambling on, Ruth. It's very difficult.
I got to tell you, when you talk about the foreclosure, the thing I mentioned about J.P. Morgan Chase is because they were fined for price manipulation.
The thing that people don't understand about that is most of, B of A got in all this trouble. What B of A got in trouble for was for Countrywide. Countrywide did a lot of things that were a little bit on the
sketchy
is a good word, because I'm not going to say they were wrong. I still am a huge defender of Countrywide. It was an American success story, and they did exactly what the government told them to do. I have no fault for Countrywide. Some idiot walks in and makes $40,000 a year and says, I'd like a $500,000 loan. And they say, okay, we're going to give it to you because the government wants us to give it to everybody.
And because you said you can pay it.
Right. And you said you worked and you made a lot more money. Right.
Well, people's word is, you know, they're not worth anything.
I am not one of those guys.
And then they go and say, well, I didn't know this and I didn't know that. And really, did I have to pay?
It's not my fault. I have no personal accountability. It's not my fault.
That's right. Just like the politicians, no personal accountability.
Hey, this website crashing is not my fault. If these guys had just been helping me for the last 3 years instead of fighting me every step of the way, I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Republicans shut down the government.
Not my fault.
Yeah, hey.
So. Anyhow, that's the whole deal with that. And so Chase bought a little bank called Washington Mutual. And Washington Mutual had done lots of things, much like Countrywide, that created issues. And they're paying the price for those issues. Bank of America bought Countrywide. They're paying a price for that. Wells Fargo, who is incredibly conservative in their loan packages, does a great job, had very few bad loans, actually has so few bad loans right now that they just sent me an email and said, thanks for your wonderful service selling our repos, but we don't need you anymore because last May they only had 800 REOs in the whole state of California. So Wells Fargo is pretty good, but their problems came very specifically from World Savings, which was bought by Wachovia, they bought Wachovia. And those were all purchased because the government was kind of saying, hey, fellas, we got a problem. I need you to buy this crummy one. I need you to buy this crummy one. And I need you to buy this crummy one. And if you don't think that happened, you're living in la-la land. Much like one of the topics that just came up on the chat room. And that is the
Dan Walters.
Dan Walters column someone commented about to Ruth on there. Ruth's on the chat room right now. And that is the pensions. And I did want to talk about that because I always have been stunned because most of my buddies that are cops and firemen and such, they're pretty good conservative guys. Yet when the time comes to vote.
Well, you forget to mention the teachers and a lot of other state employees.
I'm not
going to
say most of the teachers are good conservative guys. Now, we're very fortunate in the North State. I will give that caveat quickly. We have great conservative teachers in the North State. But back in Chicago where my brother-in-law is a teacher, he's a conservative and he has to keep his yap shut or he's going to get run right out of the school. It's a bastion. It's basically a little communism indoctrination camps. They don't even, half these schools don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance in big cities anymore. You remember that? We'd wake up every morning, you'd go to school, you put your hand over your heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Every single morning.
There's a risk of losing their federal funding. The Common Core has no agenda for traditional school activities. That used to be where you'd say the Pledge of Allegiance. We, in my school, said a prayer. That I'm sure is, that was eons ago.
So what we're talking about is that most union employees tend to be fairly conservative. However, they've been had such staunch allies in the Democrats that they get elected into these offices. Here in California is a perfect example. Protect the unions at all costs. Raise taxes. Get the peons to vote to raise their own taxes so we can keep paying ourselves good salaries and huge pensions. And it's worked. Well, in Illinois, it just stopped working. They have $100 billion unfunded liability. And so they just voted. Now it's going to be in court immediately. Before they even had the verdict, they had already prepared their challenge to it. But they basically just came back and said that they're going to dramatically change the pension funds. People under the age of 45 are going to have to do this. which is essentially, ironically, and this is pretty much it's a Democrat-controlled state. Every single aspect of it is Democrat.
Oh, absolutely.
However, one of the things that they came up with was, and they did it in a bipartisan way, and they said, the people under 45 are going to have it's going to be a sliding scale. Much like what Paul Ryan was talking about, hey, if you're over 55 right now, it's not going to affect you. Remember that? And they said, oh, no, they're pushing them over the cliff. Well, that's what they're coming up with here. And that's what's going to happen to Social Security on a national basis. They're going to do the exact same thing. They have to. We don't have enough money. So Illinois is now the test case saying, hey, we're going to do this to you, and we're going to change the fundamental rules of how we're paying your pensions. And basically, what's always been good for the goose has not always been good for the gander. When GM got taken over by the government, the union got made whole, and the bondholders got nothing. They got the bad end of it. They got like 3 cents on the dollar, but the unions came out okay. And you look at things, how is that fair? How is it that the private investor gets goofed on? Well, we're getting close to that now, where the unions are saying, we've never had to pay the piper. You guys, we voted to protect you. And now they're saying, listen, I know you voted to protect us, but hey, the ship is sinking. We're taking on water at such a rapid pace. We got issues. They're the lowest rated state in the United States. They can't borrow money. It costs them a ton. Businesses are moving out. I had a good friend who was a bond trader in Chicago, traded muni bonds. And he moved to Nashville when they raised taxes last time. And if they lose a big company, I never forget. I drove through Peoria, Illinois, which used to be the home one of those huge international harvester, one of those. It's empty. It is empty warehouse after empty warehouse after empty warehouse. And we need to take another break. Feel free to call in. We have a caller after the break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
time for this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. See Orchard Nutrition's in-store deli in Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, the North State's nutrition experts, 221 Locust Street. Give them a call at 244-9141. Tell them Free Fire Radio sent you, won't you?
I don't love that. I love that song, Ruth. I could sing it all day.
Boston.
That's right. Takes me back to high school.
High school days.
Love that. I don't think Boston ever had a bad song. Just got to say.
Well, no, they're a one-hit wonder. It's all the same song.
Oh, come on now. That's what people say about Journey. But yet, you watch, you go into an adult bar and they put a Journey song on.
Everybody's
singing
dancing
along. That's right.
And singing. So we have a caller on line one. Roberta, are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I am. Yes,
good morning.
I am.
Good morning.
I'm cooking my potatoes. anyway, what I was calling about was when you were talking about how we have conservative teachers, you know, in our area, and I'm sure we do, and such things. But I was really surprised. I was at a grammar school and talking to some children, and a couple children about sin, and they told me that sin was cutting down a tree or cutting too many branches off a tree. And I said, oh, I don't think these parents know what their children are being taught at school.
Oh, that's sad. doesn't that just make you sad?
It does. It's like, you know, it did. It really, you know, and I said, well, God gave us trees, you know, to build houses and keep our house warm and everything. And I was really disappointed that I thought, I was like you, I thought our schools up here would be,
You have to look at them. I tell you, it does make me sad because I do hear stories like that. And,
well, they're being indoctrinated.
They are definitely being
indoctrinated.
You know, I moved back here from Chicago for multiple reasons, but one of which is because the things that were going on in the eighth grade classrooms when my son was not even in kindergarten yet.
I was going to ask you, Do you actually, look at the agenda that kids are being taught in?
Yeah, we do. And also, you know, we were very fortunate. We were able to start our kids out at Reading Christian.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to have that base, and now they've moved on, and I'm not going to say which because my kids all go to great schools now, Foothill and North Cal Creek. And one of them said, you know, this is what they were saying, and I just knew in the back of my head that's not true.
Right.
And so I wanted them to have, I still think it's a parent's responsibility. You know, I look at what they're doing, and government as a whole is trying to take the church out of every aspect of everything. Any way you slice it, that's what they're trying to do. Don't get me wrong for one second. I am not an angel, but I'm more libertarian than my parents.
That's why we need a savior, because we're not angels.
That's right. We're not perfect. However, it's still my responsibility to take care of my family. And if you look at what government's trying to do on a day-to-day basis by dismantling church, and you're and things like, oh, you need to protect the tree. It used to be that your parents and your grandparents and your aunts and uncles would be involved. And when people got down and out, where would they go? They'd go to the local church.
Or
they'd go to family
first.
That's right. And then the church would help them out.
Yeah.
Or then a community organization. Now what they want you to do is say, you're down and out. You need to apply for food stamps. You have a pretty good job, but hey, go ahead and call in. Depend on the government. And by the way, don't say a word about God or you don't get your food stamps.
Right. And yeah, they're going after the schools that were doing the shoebox ministries.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible. They don't want people to help people. Oh. Yeah, like you're saying, they want government. But I don't think the parents know what the schools are doing to the children.
They don't pick up a book. They don't look in and read the material that's in that book.
Well, it's still very much, you know, I still believe it's the parents' responsibility
to
be talking to their kids. And so when the kid comes home and says, hey, Dad, well, the best is when I always get it, why do you shoot those animals? Animals are creatures.
Yeah.
I said, it's like when I gave my kids an early example. And I said, you know, we had a dog that died. And I said, you know, dogs get sick, dogs die, or my daughter's horse got sick. It's a $9,000 surgery. I said, you know, I'm sorry, baby, it's not my kid. I'm not paying $9,000 to fix this horse. There's a difference between horses and people.
They say,
they have feelings too. I said, no, they don't. The idea that horse is similar to my children is insanity to me.
Well, that's what they were saying about the tree. If you cut off too many limbs, a tree does not have any feelings and consciousness, you know, that they're not people.
Correct. And the tree is there for one purpose, in my mind. And the tree is there to provide wood that can be used to either replenish and refertilize the forest or to be chopped down and used to build houses or burn and create energy, things like that. But, oh, no, you can't touch any of that. Well, now we're getting to see everything has unintended consequences.
I think they're intended, though, a lot of times. I think they're putting people out of work.
They could be, but that's very true. They put a lot of people out of work up here. But, you know, we don't let fires burn now. So what happens? When we do get a rager, it destroys everything for 50 years instead of 10.
Yeah.
And unintended consequences of what and certain things they do a wonderful job at. It's amazing to me how clean this... Well, I can. and I believe me, I'm as libertarian and conservative as you can get. But our rivers are spotless. And I've been in Illinois where if you jump in the Illinois River, my wife would come out with a rash over her entire body from the water being so polluted.
Well, you know, it's
so flat it doesn't move. You know, we have wonderful rivers.
We do.
Well, the
irony
is that if you got your tax bill and you own a boat, you saw that there was the zebra mussel tax. It increased our tax on our boat by $16. And that's to prevent...
I have two boats.
Yeah, prevent the pest... infestation across these lakes and rivers in California. And so this mussel is a pest. However, a fairy shrimp is protected.
That's right. The fairy shrimp has bankrupted more men in California than probably many other things.
It just depends on so many developers.
But
where you are politically,
we're getting close on time. And you know, the reality of it is you still have to be engaged with your kids and their teachers. I will say this, though, again, I've been so pleasantly surprised. I was very concerned, especially with my youngest switching to North Cal Creek from always being at Reading Christian. The kids are sweet to each other, sometimes sweeter than those little kids over at the Christian school.
Yeah.
And the teachers, her teacher's been amazing. We have really good hearts. And the same thing at Foothill. These guys have a genuine concern. Not all of them, you know, but not, you can't get a bat 100% all the time. But I've been really impressed with the attention that these teachers have given us. And those are public schools. I think we're very fortunate here in the North State. I think if I was in San Francisco, I would be deathly afraid. I'd have to homeschool.
But they're fighting Common Core up in this area. It's not very popular, and hopefully they are able to defeat it.
Well, the people have to stand up. I mean, unfortunately,
in California, I think that ship has sailed. I think that until it crashes, the ship is going the wrong direction. But
well, I guess we have to go for the state of Jefferson then, huh?
That would be wonderful. Can you imagine the tourist dollars we would attract to this area if we advertise this as the conservative utopia of Northern California with the weather and the beauty we have around here? Holy cow.
Yeah, even the businesses would come here.
They absolutely would. So we need to take a break, but thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoy the show.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
.745 KCNR 1460, still a brisk 33 degrees out there. We got a hard freeze warning coming up and could see snow by Friday. Today we'll hit a high of 49 degrees. Tonight's low 28 and increasing clouds. Rain and snow coming on Thursday. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Senior and Veterans Discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, welcome back. This is Kurt Largen and Ruth Angel filling in here for Carl and Linda today. And happy to do so. And
can I just say one thing before we get started?
Just wait a second. And if you listen to us on the weekends, you'll know we argue all the time. Shasta Gas Propane was one of the sponsors of this segment. I'm a big fan of Shasta Gas. That's the only company we use for all of our REOs.
And thank you. I like Blue Star, to be honest with you. I love Blue Star.
Are you kidding me? You can't do that.
Blue Star. I do.
Oh, my word.
Sorry.
I'm just telling you, Blue Star, Smooth Star. For local people, Shasta Gas, and I'm going to give you a reason, another reason why you got to love them.
I like Shasta Gas.
You have to love Shasta Gas.
And I'll tell you why I like them, and Shasta too.
Can we hit her? Can we hit a dump button?
Because they're local. So I like that.
I don't believe they
are. Let's go to the phones right now and find out what's happening with on Terry's mind. Terry, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Anyway, just a couple of quick things. One is that the Board of Supervisors, as most people know, in Tehama County voted 4-1. To put a measure on for the separation from the state of California to join the state of Jefferson yesterday, and the vote went 4-1. The newspaper had some inaccuracies, which I'd like to point out. First of all, it talks about seceding from California. That's really not what we're doing. We're not seceding from anybody. We're separating from California. I certainly still want to be a state. The other thing is Supervisor Bert Bundy cast the lone dissenting vote, and the reason that he did is because he wanted to do a declaration right away, stating that the county of Tehama wanted to separate from the state of California. So it wasn't a negative thing. It was just that he wanted to do it then and not put it to the voters. The other thing is, and this keeps happening, and I don't think people are doing it on purpose, at least I don't think so. Oregon is not part of this movement. So I'm going to say that twice because maybe the press will finally hear it. Oregon is not part of this movement. Oregon, if there are counties that are not happy with the state of Oregon, would have to separate from the state of Oregon. They can't separate from the state of California. And Kurt, I got to give you kudos. You're so right about the debt in California. You really are. I mean, California's debt is just unbelievable.
No, and they're doing absolutely nothing about it. They voted our tax increase, which still astonishes me to this day. And now, you know, what we're seeing what they do. It was for under the guise of we're going to raise these taxes because we need to save our police officers so your daughters don't get raped. We're going to pay our teachers more so your children don't have 70 kids in the classroom. And we're going to make sure the first responders still get their pay and we can have enough people out there so the cities are safe. That was the whole guise. If you remember how they came out and said, oh, woe is us. If we don't get this, we're shutting down schools. We're closing hospitals. We're kicking the old women out in the street. So now they got it. All of a sudden, you know, they got a huge tax increase. And so what they say, oh, no, we no longer have a deficit. We're fine here. We've just given ourselves a raise. All the state legislators now make almost six figures. It's $95,000 a year, up from 90. So they gave all of themselves a raise. And they've done nothing to address the pension problems. So what we've done is we raised our taxes for nothing. We're gonna be in the same boat in 5 years or less because the pension problems grow exponentially. So, you know, the only thing is, and I remember you disagreed with me when I said it after the election. The fact of the matter is that there's not much Republicans can do. We've waited too long to get in there. We can still be vocal critics of it. However, we need to let this thing, the only way I see this resolving is either it implodes under its own weight like it's done in Illinois, where they said, listen, we're $100 billion in debt and we have no alternative. Or they're going to try and raise our taxes
again. There are alternatives. That's the problem. There are alternatives.
Well, the state of Jefferson is one, but what I'd like to do is give you some facts on what you just said.
Let me ask you a quick question.
As a matter of fact, I called Jim Nielsen.
Terry, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. I don't know. How would state of Jefferson – that's one of the things. First off, I don't know – I'm for, obviously, getting their attention, but the odds of them letting us leave are zero because we have
to vote. Let me give you this first because when you talk about that kind of stuff – I mean, to give you an example, the reason the Board of Supervisors in Tehama County decided to do what they're doing is because the questions you're going to ask me is not going to be answered in a soundbite. And yes, there's answers to everything. Yes, there's senators on board. Yes, there's a plan. Yes, there's a way to do this. Yes, 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 yes. So sometime if you'd like to sit down with a cup of coffee for 3 hours or come to a seminar, I can tell you everything that's happening. But In the interim, I'd like to give you some facts that substantiate everything you just said, if that's okay.
Sure. Other than we only have about a minute until we need a break.
You got about a minute before we have to take a break, Terry.
Okay, well, here it is. In a quick phone call with Jim Nielsen, I had asked him, he had spoke here with another assemblyman at the time in 2011. I asked him, I said, you know, I'm going out and talking to groups all over the state here, and I want to know what you think about the debt. I know that back in 2011 you were aghast because it was $90 billion. So, Jim, what do you think it is now? And I want to preface this by saying I think Jim Nielsen's a great guy and works his butt off. But again, like you said, Kurt, ineffectual only because he's outnumbered. I said, what do you think the debt is now? He said, I don't know. I said, well, you were flabbergasted 2 years ago at $90 billion. What do you think it is now? And he said, I'm not really sure, $200 billion? I said, no. As of today, October the 22nd at 10:33 Pacific Standard Time, the debt of California is $418,793,982,147. That's $4,576.94 a minute. And how much do you think of that, Kurt, that we are not going to be able to recover, according to our own audit in our own state in April?
Yeah.
It's $127 billion that's gone. Yeah. And I'm not sure the unfunded liabilities are in that number. So there you have it. That's the real deal. So,
that's what gets really
you're correct.
Scary.
California is in huge trouble.
Well, you know, we appreciate it. We get it. We need to take a break right now. These kind of topics, they're not short topics, and unfortunately
they're
we have
short
segments.
Topics, but so. There are a lot of things in California where there are a lot of funds going to the super train. Put that on hold for 10 years or 15 years.
It's not going to happen. We got to take a break, Ruth. We're getting too far behind. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Maria Salas, join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
And we're back, Free Fire Radio, 7:55 now. Back to Kurt Largent.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. And I've locked Ruth into a small box. There's a few holes for air in there, so I get a few minutes here before our hard break at 8. But what I got interrupted in is, again, if you listen on Saturdays, poor old Ruth and I argue all the time. But one of the things I wanted to mention was Shasta Gas, another, when it was a supporter of the show, and actually the only propane company I use. So when we get a foreclosure, Shasta Gas comes out, puts a tank out there and puts gas in these things. That's because I encourage people to use businesses that I know are excellent. And another reason for that though, and if you listen to the Saturday show, you'll know this as well, is that Shasta Gas, along with many other supporters here in Shasta County of 4-H, local projects that keep these local kids out of trouble during the summertime. And I can rattle them off. Shasta Gas is one of the top supporters down there. You got Harbert Roofing, Shuffleburger Construction, local businesses that are very supportive of these kids, keeping them out of trouble. They get down there, they buy, you know, way more pigs and steers and things like that. Just things that keep these kids, you know, on a good path and keep them busy. And Shasta Gas, again, is one of those supporters. So our special thanks to them. Ruth, oh, good Lord, I don't even know what to say.
Well, speaking of what people have to say, can we give Mark a minute here? And comment on the economy.
We've got about 1 minute here to go on. How you doing, Mark?
Oh, wait a minute. I need to throw that little switch right there. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
You had something about the economy, you said?
Good morning. How you doing, guys? Yeah, I had a quick blurb that everybody should be paying attention to. Yesterday, Detroit, the federal judge allowed bankruptcy proceedings so that they're going to start taking haircuts on pensions. And that is a game changer because there's so many cities across the country that are, having their pensions, unfunded liabilities, is a huge problem. And they're in trouble financially on the bankruptcy end of it. So what that did is I predict that you're going to see a wave of these things starting to happen, especially in California. So if you've got a pension from one of these cities, you might be, looking to protect yourself and downsize at some point here pretty soon.
Yeah, and we touched on that Detroit bankruptcy earlier in the show. Basically, what the judge came out and said was, I don't understand. There's nothing. The union contract is no different than everybody else's contract, and you've been sticking it to other people in bankruptcy. Unfortunately, now the union's going to get it stuck to. And the only difference there is that with Illinois is that yesterday it was the lawmakers that these unions pay to elect. They're the ones who stuck it to the union yesterday. But the simple fact of the matter is it's actually very simple. They have made promises that are not keepable. I'm not sure if keepable is a word. But they cannot keep the promises they have made. It's impossible.
I've been saying this for a long time that it was coming, and now I think we're going to start seeing a wave of it because you've got Oakland in trouble, you've got San Francisco in trouble,
Stockton.
Los Angeles. So yeah. Now that's opened Pandora's box on a lot of this. And is that going to have a huge effect on our economy? Yeah, because that's pulling a lot of money that has been going into the economy out.
Mark, we got to roll.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, you bet.
All right, we got 30 seconds here. And Everything is good with with you there, Ruth.
Yeah, everything's great.
Again, I want to give a special shout out, thanks. And I know I talk about it a lot, but one of the things these guys get down there, and I have three kids that do 4-H, and Shasta Gas is just Harbert. One of those. Harbert Roofing, another one, Shuffleburger Construction. We're coming into a hard break here, so thanks to our 4-H supporters. The break, we're going to be back with the Veteran Services. So we'll be back right after this.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a speech in Washington, D.C. at this hour, President Obama set to argue his case against income disparities. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's returning to an economic message that dominated his reelection campaign, the income gap between rich and poor. Today's speech comes after several national polls show the public's unhappiness with Mr. Obama's stewardship of the economy. He's not expected to propose any new policies today, but will reiterate his call for an increase in the minimum wage, among other ideas.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, also at SRNews.com, a busy day of diplomacy for Vice President Joe Biden in Beijing, where he said a commitment to change on several important issues is key to the relationship between the U.S. and China in months and years to come.
Opportunity on regional security on a global level, opportunity on climate change and energy, and a whole range of issues that the world needs to see change.
A private survey shows U.S. businesses last month added the most jobs in a year, powered by big gains in manufacturing and construction. Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics.
The job gains were broad-based across all industries. Very significant gains in construction, manufacturing, which is good news.
Overall, 215,000 jobs were created. Bitterly cold temperatures ranging now from parts of the Rockies on in down to California. Colorado Transportation spokeswoman Amy Ford says it's cold, but the snow's not as heavy as they feared.
We're expecting still some more snow throughout the day, so our crews will continue to be on. But luckily, it wasn't quite as much snow as we anticipated, so that's actually a good thing for us.
Forecasters say the chill is coming from a wintry storm riding a jet stream much farther south than usual. This is SRN News.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The European Commission has fined 8 banks, including the Royal Bank of Scotland, a total of $1.4 billion for forming illegal cartels to rig interest rates.
This is another expensive and embarrassing reminder for global banks about how much has gone wrong in the financial sector in recent years. Some of the world's best-known financial institutions have been found guilty of colluding to rig two global interest rate benchmarks, and the collective fine is the highest ever imposed by the European Commission in a case of this kind. What is shocking about this scandal, said the EU's Competition Commissioner Joachim Almunia, is not only the manipulation of benchmarks, but also the collusion between banks that are supposed to be competing with one another.
That's the BBC's Chris Morris reporting from Brussels. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Lebanese Shia militia group, Hezbollah, says one of its senior commanders has been killed near Beirut. It blames Israel. This is SRN News. A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency has praised Japan for making progress in stabilizing the Fukushima nuclear power plant, even though there are growing concerns that the facility may soon run out of water storage capacity. A California woman pleading not guilty in what's thought to be the first traffic citation alleging a motorist was using Google's computer in an eyeglass.
The Google Glass device, not yet widely available, features a thumbnail-sized transparent display above the right eye. Celia Abatey was pulled over on suspicion of speeding in October. The officer saw she had Google Glass and tacked on a citation that's usually given to drivers who may be distracted by a video screen.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The U.S. Capitol now has its very own Christmas tree. The lighting ceremony was last night, attended by a number of lawmakers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio. We'll have our guest hosts, Kurt and Ruth, taking over here in just a moment. First off, though, take care of some business and find out what's happening out there in the business world with this report from Wells Fargo financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings. She's got our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 35 points at 15,950. The S&P 500 is up 3 at 1798, and the NASDAQ is up 12 at 4049. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 11 cents at $15.64, and Facebook up 99 cents at $47.72. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 17 cents at $5.84, and Exo Group is up is unchanged at $15.40. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.83%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 64 cents at $96.67. Gold is up $6.30 at $1,227.10, and silver is up 26 cents at $19.32. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Taking a look at the weather at 8:07 here on Free Fire Radio. Sunny today, a high near 49, cold tonight, low around 28, patchy frost, and tomorrow's high only 47 as we head in towards the weekend. We could see snow. That's right, S-N-O-W right here at Reading means it's going to be getting awfully cold. Currently, it is still 34 brisk degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane offers senior and veterans discounts. Again, give them a call, 365-3793. Now, finally, over to our guest host, Kurt and Ruth.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
I let Ruth out of the box.
Good morning. And today we have guest Bob Dunlap. And good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning, Ruth. Good morning, Kurt. Thanks for having me on.
Well, very happy to have you here. Bob, why don't you tell people that are unfamiliar exactly. You're with Veteran Services. I'm getting a – there we go. Why don't you tell people is exactly what you do and help out with?
You bet. I'm the Veteran Service Officer for Shasta County. And there's a Veterans Service Office that represents everybody in the state of California. There's actually 53 offices, and if you know your geography and your politics and your map, you think, wait a minute, there's a few offices short because there's 58 counties. Well, there's some of the smaller counties actually share with one another because they just don't have the wherewithal or the need to have a Veterans Service Office in each county. So 53 offices. I'm the Veterans Service Officer for Shasta County. We're a very, very busy office. We have over 20,000 veterans that are estimated by the state of California to live in Shasta County. We don't have a good firm number, but we say 20,000 because that's what the state of California uses.
How does that hold up with other counties like Siskiyou or, you know, bigger counties, Butte, Plumas?
Butte is said to have about 200 or 300 more than Shasta County. Siskiyou has about a third. Tehama has about 4,000. Trinity on the other side, about the same, about 3,000 to 4,000.
So quite a few here in Shasta County, relatively speaking.
Well, those that are identified, yes. Right. Now, because they didn't ask for the information about that on the 2010 census, the last good information we have is from 2000.
And you'd think that's something they would have asked about.
You would think that. So what Governor Schwarzenegger did 5 years ago was he had a memorandum of understanding with the DMV. So when you renew your driver's license or you get an ID card, they'll ask you that question. That data would be put into a database and be available for us to use with some good numbers on it. So we really aren't using those numbers yet. They just started last year. So we're still using the estimate of 20,000 veterans in California. We have an office of four full-time veterans reps and myself who do nothing but claims. I have a support staff of three people, and I just hired one more person.
Right.
And it's one of those things, I say if you build it, they will come.
Now, I'm sorry because I don't really know a lot about it. Are you a state agency or a federal agency? Or
county.
So it's a county agency.
Shasta County Veteran Service Office, right.
And so are you, I'm assuming you're retired military or active military?
That's a good assumption, although it wasn't required. And what the California Military and Veterans Code does require is that you be a veteran to do veterans claims. And I'm a veteran, but I'm also retired Air Force 26 years.
Well, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
My dad's also retired Air Force.
I just happen to know him.
Yeah. A lot of people do. Crazy thing, if you ever get my dad to take off his glasses, he's blind in one eye, and he went into the Air Force to be a pilot. So I think they pretty quickly kicked him over to the engineering or whatever side, business side.
Talk about the little ant, that could.
He wanted to, but when he takes his glasses off, his eye
goes to the pilot, even though I can't see him.
So just so I understand, so your county agency, is the county agency funded then by a state program, or is it a VA program? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, not the VA in the slightest. Not in the slightest. We are funded partially by the state of California, but the most of our funds come from Shasta County.
Good.
And we're very fortunate to have an office in Shasta County because Shasta County really honors veterans and takes care of them. You can see that by the size of our office, the number of people we have helping.
Yeah. And well, 20,000 people. And the vets have gotten the short end of it for so long. I'm so happy to see it. Basically, since the Iraq War, I think the fundamental attitudes have changed towards these guys coming home from these conflicts. Certainly, a lot better than the poor guys coming home from Vietnam. But Shasta County has always supported their vets, and everything I can see out there, it seems like a good place. One of the questions I would have for you is: we have a mutual older friend who's he's actually now at a VA home. Wants to come back up here, but he was always deathly afraid to use any of the VA services. He just had this mindset. And you get to be in your 80s, it's pretty hard to change a mindset.
It really is. And not just for those folks that are in their 80s or 90s, but especially for our Vietnam veterans who came back to a less than warm welcome, and they were anti-government. I don't want the government to help me. I'd rather sleep out under the stars as opposed to taking any help from the government, the man. Yeah. Well, we're starting to turn the tide on that, and those folks are realizing that it's not the same government, and we are veterans too. We'll help you. Really, we'll help you with getting some assistance with medical care, with financial care, with getting an education, with all these things.
So your role as a facilitator you work with the VA to get these services done. Is that
our mission has three main thrusts? Really, number one is outreach, and that's what I'm doing right now, letting folks know what benefits may be available to them. And number two is we provide information about those benefits. And number three, which we do a lot of, is that's assistance and actually getting them to request their claims with the VA and getting help with those. So when we sit down with a veteran who said, I've been out for 30 years now, but I'm just as deaf as I can be. I need some help with hearing aids or whatever. Then we'll help them with that hearing claim with the VA. We'll tell them the evidence they need, and we'll guide them through the whole process.
Well, hold that thought. We'll keep talking about this. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
The season, when you need a lot of rest, colds happen, and we need to rest our bodies with the holidays.
Well, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. And the best thing about what we have now on our Sleep Number bed is that we sleep great. My sleep number is 35.
And I'm in 45.
That's right. And, you know, the gift of sleep, the gift of rest is one of the biggest things you can give at Christmas time or any time like that.
Now we have these special pillows.
That's right. The AirFit pillow. Tell me about it. Do you like yours?
I do, but I like mine when I put all the air out of it. But I'm finding that I'm sleeping better with my pillow.
Well, it's the same concept as the bed with the dual air technology, our Sleep Number bed. I can't say enough about that. But right now, there's only one place to find that AirFit adjustable pillow, and that's the Sleep Number store right there in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number, where the professionals are, will give you your sleep number and introduce you to that AirFit adjustable pillow. And right now, it's at a special 30% savings. And with their Love It or Exchange It program, you can't go wrong. Sleep Number.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And at 8:17, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. They are your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership, 223-2177. See them at 555 Cypress Avenue.
Correct that whip! That's right, Ruth. Crack that whip. That's a great song, too.
Yeah,
welcome back.
Crack that whip.
This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel. We do a radio show here on KCNR 1460 every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, talking about real estate and whatever else interests us that day. And we are joined this morning by our guest, Bob, from Veteran Services. And Veteran Services is the correct way to...
I absolutely recognize that term, yes. Okay. Veteran Service Office, you bet.
Veteran Service Office, which is a county deal we've learned here on the radio. Go ahead, Ruth.
So during the break, we were talking about the Veterans Home, and mm-hmm. we have an elderly friend who is up in Napa who would love to be up in this area, as well as the other 300 that applicants that are sitting out there. And I asked you how many people are actually housed there now, and you said seven.
Seven, and we had the first one that went in just a couple of days before the grand opening, which was the 25th of October, if memory serves me right. So it took the state a couple of years to get it open, even after it was completed, and really that was just funding. You know, where does the money come from to do that, and what are the governor's priorities and that type of thing.
And so we don't want to open the floodgates and let because it holds 150.
Well, 155 with the understanding that there's 150 rooms and five of those are double occupancy. Otherwise, everything is single occupancy. And let
which
me
is
make
nice,
sure
because I know Yountsville has a lot of. I think most of the rooms in that hospital are two rooms, two beds to a room.
Right.
They all have roommates.
Wow. Let me make sure you understand this, though, that we can't just open a thing up and have 155 residents in there. There's four
right.
levels of care. Each of those levels of care has to go under rigorous scrutiny by the state and federal requirements. They can't just move people in there. So right now they have the seven people in there that are in residential care for the elderly, or RCFE. There's two 30-bed neighborhoods that are RCFE. So they've got the first seven residents in there. As the staff spools up, then they're ready to have more residents in there, and then they'll spool up more staff. They have to do that gradually to make sure that they're ready to accommodate the needs, and some of these folks have some significant needs as the population gets higher.
Isn't there a job fair or something coming up for that?
There's a job fair for lots of different specialties, but it's not really a job fair. It's how to navigate the very complicated California jobs application system. Because a lot of folks would get on the CalVet jobs site and they say, well, how do I get through this system? So this job fair really is to show them how to navigate that and show them how to get their applications in.
Is that an application to apply to work there, or is that an application
yes.
to, okay, that's
these are,
the application
these
to apply
the
for jobs
California Veterans
there.
Home jobs, right?
So maybe the Obama administration can get their computer folks on that one too.
That would work.
Yeah.
Well, the question I have is, how many jobs will this end up creating, here locally? Any idea?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'd figure if there's, if there's 155 people out there, my guess would be you probably need almost four or five staff for every one of those people. So maybe we might get upwards of 500 jobs.
Well, you have to have nursing staff, obviously.
And you can't, and it's got to be more than one nurse per patient because
right.
they got to go in shifts.
And it's 24-hour care.
You wouldn't believe the background staff that has to support each individual. I mean, there's not just one chef that cooks meals for 155 people. You have staff and cleaning staff and the supply folks and the equipment folks and the personnel folks, and there's chaplains, and there's this little city out there that's
really...
So
do they have volunteers there, too?
They do.
So,
they have a volunteer coordinator.
Do they wear candy striper dresses?
Not that I've seen.
Oh, that would certainly... I think they should do that for those vets. Those
guys
deserve something.
That's something fulfilling for someone who, you know, who's looking for something to do to get... That's the home is just opening, and to be on the ground floor, that would be kind of an honor.
It's good to teach your kids, too.
We've had our Veterans Home Support Committee up and running for about 3 years that I know of. And, of course, the committee was up and running before the ground was broken. And there are a lot of volunteers that are just poised, ready to jump in there and help. And, of course, those volunteers need to go through a pretty rigorous background check as well, because if they have any hands-on contact with the resident there, the state of California needs to make sure these are good people doing that. Mm-hmm. So they go through a check, you know, fingerprinting and that type of thing on them as well.
Well,
I think you have to get your fingerprints done to do just about anything in the state of California these days.
Well, I think like one of the callers one of the Chat Packers coach goes out on Fridays and their band plays in some of the local care home facilities. Mm-hmm. And that would be kind of neat to have them go into, you know, volunteer and go into the veterans home.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. We're going to come back with one more segment on this, but we'll be interested. We'll try and figure out what things we can do. This is a tough time of year for a lot of vets. So we'll see if there's things that we can do locally. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay, the
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is the Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, and we're here on Free Fire Radio this morning, subbing for Carl and Linda. And today our guest is Bob Dunlap from Veteran Services. And during the break, we were talking about a lot of things. And you were mentioning an individual who needed some help, and someone picked up the phone and called you, and you said, basically, I can put the people all in the right place to help this person. And that's kind of what you do. You find resources for people that need help.
No, I wanted to make that clear. That's not what I do, but in my position, I do have the wherewithal to know some of those helping agencies. And this was a case where, you know, it was a life or death type of matter. Mm-hmm. We had a veteran who had been released by one of our local hospitals and probably shouldn't have been. You know, he had some wounds that were seeping, and he was in very bad shape. Vietnam vet, a lot of battle scars from his service, mental as well as physical. And the American Legion Post manager called me and says, Bob, what are you going to do? This guy is dying. Well, it's not my job, but I do know of some of the helping agencies. Mm-hmm. We got Adult Protective Services involved, and I got the VA clinic folks involved, and we got some of those folks that I knew of that could help involved. Got him back into the hospital. I saw him a couple days later. He's doing much better.
Good.
We got some claims process going to get some financial help for him so that when he is released, he's able to manage himself.
So, I gotta say, that is just wonderful. And maybe that's not your job, but you didn't stand up and say, that's not my job.
No.
You put the resources together to help him. And that's the type of thing that we want to hear, because you don't want to see these people drop, you know, go through the cracks. And, I'm really thrilled, and thank you so much for doing that for him.
Yeah. So we do what we can do. And I, realizing that we don't have the wherewithal to do everything for everybody, but in this case, gosh, you know, I think I can help this. I can put some of these things in motion to get some help, and it worked.
Put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, because this is a time of year where, you know, everybody's talking about charity. Not a lot of people are doing it. Actually, a lot of people are doing it. So a lot of people are talking about it, and a lot of people are doing it, so it's a good time to be thinking about it. This time of year, you get a lot of veterans that are have had their ups and downs. And this seems to be an especially hard time, not just for veterans, but for lots of people. But then it hits these veterans that are already a little bit unstable, a little bit harder. If someone wanted to reach out and help and didn't know what avenue to go to help on something like that, that you just have a heart for it and you feel like it's something you should do. You know, some people want to go give some kids toys or fill a shoebox or whatever. Maybe somebody wants to help vets at this time of year. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I really would suggest they call our office because, like you mentioned, Ruth, we're sort of the hub for those veterans things. We might not be able to orchestrate that within our office, but we know those folks that can. We had a local entrepreneur who wanted to give a significant amount of money in the form of gift cards to veterans. Well, we couldn't do that. You know, our county office can't take in that kind of money and then turn that back over to veterans in need. But we do know there's a nonprofit organization whose focus is helping veterans in need. We were able to channel that entrepreneur over to that organization, and they're providing the help. So it didn't go undone. It just wasn't done through our office.
And one of the nice part about it is that someone came forward and said, hey, I'd like to do this, and you made it work. Yeah. And really, when it goes to the veterans, it doesn't matter how it gets done. It just, at the bottom line, it just matters that it got done.
It does matter in that it's not done in the wrong way and for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
I don't want to be a part of somebody saying, I want to help our veterans, but I want a pat on the back for doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like that. You know, if we're going to help veterans, just do it quietly behind the scenes. We had a local person who always wants to provide support for veterans during Thanksgiving. Some of the folks just don't have a Thanksgiving dinner. This person brought in the entire Thanksgiving dinner meal, the turkey, all the fixings, canned goods, potatoes, milk for weeks. And dropped it off at our office. We had the veteran identified who had a significant need, children, no income. And just within an hour, turn it back over. That person parked their car out front, made the connection,
awesome.
And off it went. That person who donated doesn't want any credit for it because it was the right thing to do.
Exactly.
And that's the way I like to do business.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and that way it doesn't question anybody's motives. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The bottom line is you get a lot more out of giving. And I tend to be a little scroogey myself, where I'm like, hey, you know, I'm a big believer. You get what you work for, but. There's also a lot of stuff that you have to realize the sacrifices that veterans have made for us, mm-hmm. especially for someone like me. I never fought in anything, you know. So
you fight with me.
I do. Good Lord, do I ever. Oh, man. But the fact of the matter is my whole generation has been very fortunate. And unfortunately, the younger generation is even worse. I think you can do that a little bit louder, Ruth. The younger generation's really got no concept. I actually get, and it sounds really pretty hokey, but I watched Saving Private Ryan. At the end of that movie, when the guy looks at it and he goes, tell me I deserved this. Yeah. Gives me goosebumps when I think about it now because you think about the sacrifices, especially World War II. Mm-hmm. I had a client, Tony Lozeo, great World War II vet, was a bomber jock of some sort. And his wife, always Sally, always reminded me too, hey, listen, I was in the women's corps back here at the same time. It's not just Veterans Day for him. It's also Veterans Day for me. And, you know, these younger generations, it makes me sad because they have no concept. And you watch that movie, you kind of get a little, just a vague idea. I think it should be mandatory viewing for every student to watch that. But they have no concept of the sacrifices that that generation made so that we're free.
But there are a lot of young people actually enlisting, and my nephew is part of the 82nd Airborne, mm-hmm. and he wanted to go, and he was ready to go. He was ready to go months before they recruited, you know, when they was recruited. So
I have to agree, Ruth, that Kurt, that was sort of a broad brush that you painted our younger generation with. There are a lot of schools here that do teach American history the way it should be taught.
Good.
They're, you know, not all of them. And there's a lot of young veterans who have gone over to Afghanistan and Iraq and have come back with some horrific wounds, both physical and psychological.
You're exactly right. It is a broad brush. Yeah. I'm talking about the kids in high school now. I just don't know that they have the appreciation. And I'm not saying that there's not a whole bunch of kids that are willing to put themselves in the way of harm to get out there and save our freedoms.
Yeah.
However, I just wish, you know, I grew up watching war movies on Saturdays and Sundays and the heroism of it and the coolness of it. And, you know, it's a different day and age, but at the same time, I just want to make sure we remember.
My other nephew is part of the ROTC, so there are programs that are out there actively, and people are proud to be a part of,
mm-hmm.
whether or not the campus or the school is supporting it. Bottom line is that the kids are. So.
Yeah, well, we need to take another break. I wanted to thank you for coming in today.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a phone number that people can reach out to your office at?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, because I did say call my office, but I didn't give you a number. It's 225-5616.
And that is, if you have questions or you know of a veteran in need, Bob can get you either helped or is headed in the right direction. So thanks again for coming in.
Thank
you,
Bob.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with the last couple segments right after this.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
And at 8:36, we check in once again with North State weather. Sunny, a high near 49 degrees. Winds out of the north up to 14 miles an hour. We've had gusts near 20. And it'll be patchy. The high should be, like I said, 49 degrees. Tonight's low, 28. And more of the same tomorrow. The high will be near 47. Then it will get even colder. Looking for a high by on Friday, a high, get this, of 32 degrees and snow and rain likely Thursday night into Friday. Currently in Reading, we have 35 degrees, still a bit brisk out there. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane. Now back to our guest hosts.
Oh, and by the way,
yes,
with that temperature of 32 degrees, you might want to walk out. Did you know that women are more able to smell that little smell they put in the propane tank to make sure you know when it's...
The garlic derivative?
Yes. Yeah. Did you know that women smell that more than men?
Yeah, we're fine-tuned to that smell.
My wife
smells horrible.
My wife will call me and say, it smells like gas in the laundry room again. And then
rotten
I always walk
eggs.
Out to the tank. And I'll be like, oh, I'm 2%. I'm at 2%. I got to call them right now. But you want to check your tanks. You don't want to run out when it's 32 degrees. If you've got the, especially if you live up in Shingletown, you better get those pipes checked or keep your water running. It's going to be cold enough to freeze pipes. We don't want that to happen.
The bottom line is that propane, it's getting ready to snow. Those snow trucks can't get in if you're low.
Well,
so you need to look at your tanks and figure out whether or not
those guys
you're
in Shingletown
low.
Know that. But Yeah, definitely a time if you're low on propane, give Shasta Gas a call. Anyhow.
I just want to say,
tell me,
the Van Larsen family, my heart goes out to them. Thoughts and prayers to the Van Larsen family, the 69-year-old female who was killed yesterday, making a left turn onto Highway 273 and a kid just, T-boned her and, I just feel so bad for her because, I don't know, what is it about 273? When I first came here, there was a family killed at Canyon in 273, and that's always stuck in my mind.
It's a highway.
If you're sitting at a red light, take a look to the left and to the right before you start out. I can't tell you that. Al and I were in a car a couple weeks ago, and a woman went right through the red light, and she was T-boned and hurt.
Bottom line is accidents happen.
Gosh.
And you want to try and be aware. This is a horrible time of year to have an accident, but any time of year is a horrible time of year to have an accident. So just be aware. People are distracted right now. People are definitely more distracted. I've caught myself. I stopped texting, Ruth, if you can believe that. I don't text when I drive because I notice that's taking me 8-9 seconds sometimes. I'm looking down and, you know, I've got good peripheral vision, but still I look up and I'm like, geez, I just covered half a mile.
I was texting to my stepson and I realized he was in the car and I stopped. And so he said, you're not answering or something along the way. I said, you're right. You pull over and I'll talk to you.
Yeah, typical Ruth. She's calling the shots on everybody. No. Anyhow, we've got a caller on line one. Looks like we have Nicole on line one. How are you this morning, Nicole?
Cold.
Yes, it is.
It's nice hearing you. And I would like to ask you a question because some time ago I heard that Stockton went bankrupt in California, and I've never heard any other news about it.
Well, what happens when these cities go bankrupt is basically they're putting themselves into a reorganization mode. Stockton, I believe, had gone bankrupt. I believe Modesto might have had an issue. I know that Vallejo
Stockton is actually, it's still going through, and the judge there implied that they were looking at receptive to including pension obligations in that. So they've not settled that. Vallejo went bankrupt. That's through.
No, it's not quite done. They're still coming out of it. But what it allows them to do is, basically, they look at all their obligations, and I think the issue that kind of came up today that's different is that now, because of Detroit, they're going to be setting a national precedent, which, by the way, I guarantee you will be challenged all the way to the Supreme Court to make this legal precedent so that it's good for the whole nation. But what they said yesterday was that up until this Detroit bankruptcy, the pensions of the states have basically always been the holy grail. They cannot be touched. They cannot be disturbed. You've got to take everybody else's money, but you're not touching those pensions. I believe Michigan has even written it into the constitution of their state that you're not allowed to do it. So what they're trying to do is say, hey, you can't do this. It's unconstitutional. What the judge came out and ruled yesterday is, oh, yes, this is no different. The bankruptcy is a legal legal maneuver to resolve your indebtedness. And what he came out and said is that the pensions are no different than any other liability you have. However, he did say he wasn't going to do it willy-nilly. They needed to use discretion and try and cut them as little as possible. Doesn't matter when you look at the whole scheme of things. The same reason every single one of these municipalities is going bankrupt is the common thread is unfunded pensions and just too much, you know, their liabilities far exceed their ability to collect tax revenues.
Well, the bottom line is that when you declare bankruptcy, I don't care if you're on a local, an individual level or on a city level, all your cards have to be dealt. So the judge gets to see all of your liabilities.
That's the
problem with Stockton and Vallejo was because that they were actually taking in money and the citizens of those cities were paying good money and they couldn't actually say that they didn't have the money to pay. So the cops, the firemen, the public employees there modified their contracts, they took less money, they're less benefits, they're paying for their own health care.
Yeah, bottom line is you're starting to see the fact of the matter is the promises that we have made here in California are very similar to what they've done in Illinois and Detroit. And that is they've made these promises and made these very lavish, very generous pension plans to various different groups, mainly unions, and state workers and said, here's what we're going to do for you. The problem is we do not have the ability to collect enough dollars at the current tax rate, certainly, but even at much higher tax rates, we don't have the money to pay these unpaid, you know, they're just unattainable deals. It's like saying, it's almost like Wimpy. I'll be glad to give you three hamburgers on Friday if you'll give me a hamburger today.
And the other side, and what I'm, the point I'm trying to make is that there's been so many concessions and they're working through this over the last few years that the dynamic of what used to be, pension, you know, benefits and bennies are going away and, yeah. and the employee is actually taking more of that share.
Just like in corporate
burden.
America.
That's exactly. So the employees are participating in a lot of that restructuring. So.
They're being forced to. They're not doing it happily.
And
they're
all
gonna
I'm
sue
saying
all the way to
is
the end.
That to put one, like the broad bait, the broad, brush, that there isn't both sides working on this restructuring. And that's what's going to help these cities through
well,
their
here's
bankruptcies.
Here's where you have problems. In Desert Hot Springs down in Southern California, they have a complete Democratic-controlled set of city councilmen or what have you, and they said, hey, bottom line is I love my policemen, but right now 50% of their current budget goes to pay our police staff. They can't do it. It just can't be done. You can't have sewer and water and everything else you have to have. So they have to figure out how are we going to do this. Stockton, Vallejo, same kind of problems. Other smaller cities throughout California. Illinois, they have state pension problems that are $100 billion underfunded. What you and you've seen it in Illinois, it's 100% Democratic control. You are seeing, though, the best possible example of the inability of Democratic ideas to succeed in Detroit. You have a wholesale destruction of that town. I blame it squarely on the unions. They got too greedy. Auto workers unions were making, these guys were making huge amounts of money, or not huge amounts of money, relatively speaking, but big amounts of money compared to what our Japanese and foreign competitors could do. And they basically bankrupted themselves by not seeing the long picture. And you had complete control of Democrat, all their politicians, everything. That city is a war zone now. There's 75,000 uninhabited buildings. 75,000. That city's never going to recover in my mind. The only way they're going to recover is they're going to go through with bulldozers and knock these houses down. They're just going to make the city smaller. That was the fifth largest city in the United States, you know, like 40 years ago.
Okay, so I just want the, I guess what I'm
Nicole,
trying
I'm
to
sorry,
say is
that. Nicole, are we answering your question pretty good?
Oh, or you've more than answered my question.
Sorry about that.
I wondered though if Stockton was as bad off as Detroit is.
No. That's a simple answer. No, because Stockton has one thing Detroit doesn't have, and they still have a tax base. The problem with Stockton is they got hit, there's such a huge agricultural community, and in the downturn, also with the water restrictions and things like that, it's really affected their ability to get tax revenues down there, but they're not nearly as bad. Stockton should, they're gonna come out of this. And don't worry if you or know somebody on that retirement plan down there. It's not like it's gonna disappear. It's just gonna be modified. Mm-hmm. So they're not gonna let them do that to you. The younger people will be more affected, which is what we have to do with Social Security.
And we need to take another break.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, we're happy to help. Hope you enjoyed the show and we'll look forward to talking to you some other time.
Okay, bye.
Have a nice day. We'll be back right after this message.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S., peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Larson. Makes me want to run. I feel like I had one of those little things, like the screen going down the side of the road behind me, and I'm running down the road really fast. Anyhow, you know.
So wait a minute, California.
No, Ruth, you're killing me.
California lawmakers are set or got a 5.3%
I already talked about that.
Monday.
See, if you just listened to the show that we're doing, you'd hear me talk about. They just raised themselves from 90,000 to 95.
And you're going
to
talk about cities going bankrupt when the people that represent them are getting raises?
I think that's exactly what I talked about 40 minutes ago. Were you here?
Yes, I was, but it was so disjointed.
I tell you, I'm going to have a grabber. It's just a matter of time before I seize up. Oh, that's Falumka. Anyhow, you know what we're watching is the complete inefficiency of government. We're watching it on a daily basis. I didn't even get to talk about immigration. That's the big current distraction. How about this? Quick, simple idea for Republicans to throw out there on immigration. Tell you what, everybody that's here, you're going to be fined if you came here illegally, and you'll never be a citizen. However, you will be a legal resident. You're going to pay this much fine. It's going to be expensive because you broke the law. I see the girl get on TV and I say, woohoo, they're taking my brother, they're sending him home. It's not fair. Hey, bottom line, you broke the law when you came here. We're going to let you off the hook. You pay a fine. You get to be a legal resident. You never get the right to vote, but your kids do. Who could ever have a problem with that?
Well, I think the bottom line is that the people that the liberal thinking public out there would say, you can't make them feel like criminals.
Well, then they shouldn't have been criminals. They are criminals. They broke the law.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I break the law when I speed, so it happens. However, I get fined for that. So in this case, they broke the law. They want to be here. There's a positive effect for them being here. They need to pay the fine. You never get the right to vote because you came here illegally. However, you should be more than willing to do that because your kids are going to get a better life and be willing to live here. What I started to talk about, and I'm talking fast because we're running out of time, is the ineffectiveness of government.
Inefficient.
But we're seeing it now when the idea of people, the people with the great big brains and the great big ideas like President Obama, have never actually put things into work, into play. They've never actually had a job that they had to do something. It's always been conceptual. It's always been in theory. You're now seeing the effects of that on a large scale on multiple different fronts. This basically, the Obamacare is a train wreck on a daily basis, and we're getting to witness it, and the Republicans need to sit back and let it crash.
Well, you know, we talked about that, but it's here, and it's here to stay, and so we either try to fix it. I was listening to Michael Graham, I think it was. Yeah, Michael Graham, who was talking about, he lives in Connecticut, and they said they have the highest premium, the highest cost of health care in any state in the nation.
Yeah, if Republicans
and
just sit back, the people are going to get...
Welcome to our world.
Well, and the other thing is, even if they delay these mandates, guess what hasn't been delayed, bringing it back to a little bit of real estate, is the 3% tax. Everybody gets to pay that, and not the people in Reading. We're not going to be affected because you have to have $500,000 in profit.
Well, they're not calling that a fee. It's just these fees that are emerging driving me crazy.
It's a 3 1/3% fee. We need to take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
An insurance adjuster called me. "Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it." The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This has been Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We do a show on Saturday mornings here on KCNR about talking about real estate. And we've been filling in for Carl and Linda today, and we're happy to do it. Hopefully we haven't bored you too much. I tried to temper off my pompousness today. I am definitely the most pompous host on the radio station. However, today I did try and dial it down. I'm still very rarely wrong, but at least today I tried to,
So my internet was down for a whole week, and I gotta say, what a break.
Your brain.
Well, I think sometimes you have to disconnect a little bit and, you know, kind of refresh your mind with all the politics and stuff, and even though there's a lot of things going on, sometimes you just have to just take a break.
I know, and I keep saying to myself, I'll be watching Rachel Maddow, and I'll be wondering, how short can she cut her hair? She might as well just go Sinead O'Connor.
A failing network.
Watch that, and I think, I am so angry, and my wife walks in and says, why are you watching it? You tell me you can't stand it. I go, I know. It's like I keep going back to watch the car burn. It's horrible. I don't know why I'm back here. I hate it. It makes me angry.
Because you have to actually understand what they're talking about in order to kind of see their thinking.
You know, sometimes I envy those people out there that have absolutely no idea what's going on. They just wander through life. They don't watch the news. They have no grasp of anything. They're just like, hey, I'm not worried about it. And, you know, I don't think I just can't choose to be that way. But, you know, you got to say they're not worried about stuff like we are because they're not aware of it.
Well,
and then they still go vote.
I noticed on Meet the Press on Sunday morning that they started having a lot of those folks from MSNBC on the panel. And I said, Ezra Klein, Joe Scarborough, next it'll be Rachel Maddow.
When did it become news? Oh, she's been on there. But when did it become news that your commentator then from another show then comes on and is your opinion analyst
for the other show? Like we are today.
Right. It'd be like you validating my thoughts. You know, I'm like, hey, what? Hey, Ruth, I'm right, right? Oh, yes, what? You are right. Yes, you are right too, Ruth. We're both right.
I did. I sent him a little email and I said, why would you put people on from a failing network on a Sunday morning news program? Yeah. Because, I mean, I like watching it and I do.
I mean, it's crazy. So we're down to our last couple minutes here. I do this every Saturday and I've talked about it before. I like to reach out and thank and encourage people to get involved in sponsoring 4-H. My kids are in it. I think it's a great thing for kids in their growing up process. And the sponsors that do it every year, these guys, Reading Lumber Transport, Harbert Roofing, Shasta Gas, Steelhead Construction, Eddie Axner Construction, Axner. Lots and lots more that I'm forgetting about, Reading Printing. These guys go down there and they buy lots and lots. There might be 300 pigs down there. I guarantee you they don't need 300 pigs. They do this for the kids. It's a good thing. It keeps them out of trouble in the dead of summer.
And it's hard work.
It's good publicity for your business. Mm-hmm. And my vow to you, all the listeners out there, is if you go down there and support them, I'll do my very best to make sure I talk about you on the radio show, because we do want to support our local people, that businesses that do a lot of great things.
We do.
Not to mention great services. Harbert Roofing does all my roofs now. Sylvester Roofing is also good. But
and
these guys
see
all,
a lot of these people ringing the bell for Salvation Army.
Chandler Construction, these guys that get out there, they're just good people. So try and support your local business here at Christmas time. We're down to our last minute. Ruth, any last thoughts before Christmas?
No, I just want to tell people, get prepared for the winter. Get prepared for the snow that's coming Friday, supposedly. Bottom line is, go out and check those things that need to be checked. Call your propane company. Call your get your wood stocked up. Whatever you need to do.
Remember
do
your
it.
Dogs this tonight,
animals,
this
exactly.
week. It's going to be cold. Make sure little guys aren't stuck outside. If they
cover
are, they've got some place
plants.
To be warm. Yeah, it's going to frost my palm trees, but if that's the worst thing that happens this year. So anyhow, thanks for listening in. We hope you enjoyed us. Thanks to Carl and Linda for letting us fill in.
Thank you.
It's always fun.
Weekend.
Hopefully we didn't let you down. And we'll be back, or you can listen on Saturday from 9 to 10. Have a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Manufacturing and construction led the way as hiring picked up big time last month, with businesses adding the most jobs in a year.
Today's number was really good and augurs well.
Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi commenting on an ADP report. It says that businesses added 215,000 jobs in November.
The economy job market appears to be quite resilient, and that suggests that better times are dead ahead.
And if you have a job, you might be more inclined to buy a house. After a three-month slump, new home sales are gaining momentum. The Commerce Department says new home sales grew 25.4% in October to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 444,000. It's the largest monthly percentage increase since May of 1980. Also at SRNNews.com, parts of Montana.